the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Monday evening. We're going to be all over the board on our show tonight. We'll be looking at the MLS and the New York Red Bulls with our good friend, who we got joining us in just a moment, the editor of Big Apple Soccer and Tropigol.com, Michael Lewis. We'll get all the latest news around the soccer world with Dick Howard. And we'll do some reminiscing about the NASL and the original MISL with the former coach of the Rochester Lancers and the New York Arrows, Don Dragon Popovich. And now, someone who lived that era, Joe Sirianni, our host.
Well, I tell you, it's very heartwarming tonight that we're talking to two people that I've been very close with in my past. Of course, our next guest, Mike Lewis, and then, of course, Dragan Popovich. I'm looking forward to reminiscing a little bit about soccer in general, but, of course, about the Lancers and the new Lancers coming to Rochester, you know, the indoor team, so...
Talk about a legendary indoor coach. He won four straight MISL titles with the Arrows, and he also coached the Golden Bay Earthquakes in the NASL and the MISL. So I tell you, this is going to be.
And he played for St. Louis Stars.
That's right, against the Lancers.
Yeah, against the Lancers. So.
But we have our first special guest in the show right now with us, and there's been a lot going on in New York City with the Red Bulls, and no less than six. Articles written by our next guest on his website, BigAppleSoccer.com, about the Red Bulls in the last few days. Joined now by our good friend Michael Lewis, and Michael's appearance brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Enzo Scolo. Number to call is 244-2130, or go to the web at ScoloInsuranceAgencies.com. Scolo spells S-C-O-L-L-O. Michael, thanks for being with us tonight. How you doing?
My pleasure. How are you doing?
Mike, you seem, based upon all the things that we read over here, you seem very angry. But we're doing fine over here.
I think a lot of people who are involved with soccer or watching the Red Bulls have a right to be angry, because this is a team that was supposed to be built to go to the MLS Cup. And who knows, they still might do it, but if they do it or accomplish that feat, they're going to be doing it the very hard way. When you have players like Thierry Henry, who has lived up to his part of the bargain, and Rafa Marquez, who doesn't seem like he hasn't, you expect this team to do very well, not tie half their game. And that's what they've done so far. And they just haven't played up to their potential, nowhere near it, among other things.
Well, Mike, you know... I think that from your analysis, and I'm sure from the facts, because you speak about facts, you know, what is really the problem? Is the management made bad choices? The players are not performing? Or, you know, they just the players just don't care? Or the coach maybe is not a motivator?
I don't know if the players are in the... I think the players do care. I just think that the way this team was built, and I'm never going to be called xenophobic by any means, but this team doesn't have enough Americans on the team. They don't have a depth. They traded away part of their depth in the Dwayne DeRosario trade, And I think that trade defined, those trades defined the season. And this is something they've got to live with. I'm not certain the sporting director and general manager, Eric Soler, and Hans Bakke totally understand American soccer. Don't get me wrong, they know soccer, but it, when you're talking MLS, it's a different equation. And they did very well last year, but this year a lot of things are catching up to them. And I think some of the patchwork that they're doing, trying to fill this gap in and that gap in, hasn't worked. And it's, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but the fact that they've used five goalkeepers this year, five who have started games, that hasn't helped things either. I think they've damaged the ego, the confidence of several goalkeepers already who are on and not on the team.
It's a crazy situation, but let's take a step back. You mentioned Dwayne De Rosario. For those of you out there who have not been following MLS as much this year, It's an incredible situation happened. The Red Bulls acquired De Rosario. He started the season with the team. Then they got rid of him. He's now with DC United, and he's leading the league in scoring right now. If I'm not mistaken,
no, that's true.
And so he's doing gangbusters for United. We're right behind the Red Bulls in the place for the last playoff spot right now.
I'm sorry, I missed that. I was talking at the time, and so could you repeat what you said?
Dwayne De Rosario was leading the MLS in scoring after being released, right, and you're traded to the DC United, and United's right behind the Red Bulls in the playoffs race right now. So it's just a crazy situation there.
Rosario was playing his most productive and best soccer of his career, which says a lot because he's had a pretty storied career already with four MLS Cup championships. But I very rarely have seen a player dominate a regular season like this over a short period of time. The closest that comes to mind right now is Clint Mathis in 2000 for the old Metro Stars before they became the Red Bulls. But to me, is the odds-on favorite to win MVP for what he's done in D.C., not what he did with Toronto, not what he did with Red Bulls, but in a little more than half a season with DC United. It is one of the most remarkable trades in league history, at least for DC United. Not very remarkable for the Red Bulls.
Yeah, he had two goals and four assists for the Red Bulls in 13 matches. And if he still has four assists, he's still one of the leaders for the Red Bulls overall for the season. But for United, I mean, he is just going gangbusters. He said, "What? How many hat tricks has he had this season so far for United? I think it's three, isn't it?"
I thought it was two, but you know something? There are a few more games left. Moreover, that he has just scored goals, set up players in special situations. Ironically, a very good penalty taker, and he missed a key one against Chivas last Wednesday that could have given DC United a stoppage time win and two more points. But he is, like I said, he's had an incredible season, and he's my MVP at this moment. We'll see what happens in 3 weeks.
10 goals and 6 assists in 13 matches. That's incredible. I mean, it's just, and again, he's a great, great player. I mean, he's been part of the MLS now for almost a decade, or over a decade. Of course, played right here in Rochester a couple times when he was with the Richmond Kickers and the Toronto Lynx. So, Joe, I tell you, it's amazing.
No, you know, Mike, of all the years that I've known you and all the articles that you wrote, I marvel at the ones that you're writing lately because you are pretty analytic on the team and actually on the management as well. And I would like you to comment a little bit more on the De Rosario thing. I mean, he went from Toronto to New York. Apparently he's some sort of difficult players, but he's found his niche in DC United. What do you think that, you know, that the trading that he maneuvered or the problem that he caused that led to the trade. What do you think of that? I mean, is he...
Well, I don't think he caused problems. I think at DC United, they needed a leader. They needed a linchpin, and he has filled that role. With the Red Bulls, they already had a leader in Thierry Henry. And I'm not saying they didn't get along, but I think certain players need to be the main man at a team. And, you know, my dealings with Wayne has been great. And I think every other media people will say that too. And I think some of his teammates, his former teammates, might say that too. But what they wanted him to do on this team, I think it might have been more of a subservient role compared to what he's done in the past. And I don't think that worked out well. I think that the team management, and I mean Soler and Bocchi, should have done their due diligence on what type of player they were getting. It's not like you could put two 45, 50 home run sluggers in the same lineup. Baseball is different than soccer. Soccer, it's more like getting it right, playing the violin correctly. And sometimes players just don't work out. The problem is how much they gave away for him in an up-and-coming young player such as Tony Chani, and a very versatile player who could play defense or midfield on the left side in Dan Lee McCormin. And they gave up a lot, and then they went around and traded him for Dax McCarty, a usable midfielder, but nowhere in the impact class of a Di Rosario. So, you know, what Di Rosario brings to the table is being a superb passer and a goal scorer. Like I said, this is Thierry Henry's team in New York. And I'm not saying they didn't get along. It's just the way things are in soccer. You people, I think, know what I mean. And I think the fans out in Rochester know exactly what I mean as well, too.
Definitely.
And, Michael, the other thing, big news with the Red Bulls was Rafi Marquez doing a tirade against his players, which he was internally suspended, and the Red Bulls go out and beat Portland 2-0 on Saturday. So what's going on with Marquez? I mean, is he going to be the next person to bite the dust in New York based on his actions?
Crazy. You know, he got suspended for the Dallas game because of yellow card accumulation, and they shut out Dallas on the road. Then he gets suspended by Bocchi for this past Saturday's game against Portland, get another shutout. Granted, his replacement, Stephen Keel, is nowhere class of a Rafa Marquez, but in those two games, he acquitted himself very, very well. He's more of a physical type of a defender. Marquez relies more on his skills. Don't get me wrong, he's got some bite in his game. Usually it's a good kick to the opponent's leg or foot, but it's going to be interesting to see if Bocchi wants to use him on defense again, because how do you replace someone who's done so well, you know, back-to-back shutouts? And I understand different teams need different tactics, but there's been some speculation that Marquez might wind up being moved the midfield, but then again, you've got four solid starters in the field, so it's going to be interesting to see what Bocchi does. There's been tons of speculation online. You probably have read it about, oh, he might do this team, that team. You have to remember, he's got a $4.6 million contract, and I don't know how many teams will want to pick that up. I don't know the details on whether or not it goes from year to year. I thought it went was a multi-year thing, so you'd have to take a DP, the designated player, and his $4.6 million contract. That's a lot. Maybe a team in Mexico will want to take care of it, but maybe not in MLS.
Well, we're certainly, Michael, we're going to be seeing a lot of the Red Bulls on television. They're the Fox Soccer game on Saturday up in Toronto. We're going to have Dick Howard on just a minute. We'll probably continue this conversation, and then...
start spreading the news.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is Kicking the Grass on WYSL 1040.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The 2011 WPS champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Joe Redcard, Sirianni. Sorry about the technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. We'll wrap it up here with Michael Lewis. Michael, we're just going over the last four matches for the Red Bulls. They're going to be on television. Three of the four, actually, here in Rochester, we're going to see all the matches, but three national televised matches. Saturday in Toronto, and then the big one against the Galaxy next Tuesday, 8 p.m., sold-out Red Bull Arena. And then the 15th will be facing, going to Sporting Kansas City, the final match against Philadelphia Union on the 20th. But all four of those matches are critical if the Red Bulls are going to make the playoffs.
Definitely. They're going to have to win minimum two, I think, to get into the playoff. Maybe three, because, you know, destiny is not at their feet or in their hands, whatever you want to say it. And they put themselves in this precarious situation, and they're going to have to perform. Saturday night, they came out with a lot of intensity, and they showed when all cylinders are working what they can do. The question I asked them and their coach, can they do this for the next four games? I'm not certain they can. I don't think any team can do four or five games in a row with that intensity level. But if they had played like this earlier this season, I probably wouldn't be on the show talking to you about it today.
That's true. Well, Michael, it's going to be very interesting as the MLS season wraps up. We get into playoffs. We're certainly going to be, we'll be watching it all on television and watching your columns at BigAppleSoccer.com, and also for the CONCACAF side, it's TropiGol.com, TROPIGOL.com. Thanks again for being on the show. Really appreciate it, and we'll get you on again real soon.
Well, you're welcome. Listen, tell Mr. Popovich I say hello, and I'd love to talk to him sometime. I'm looking forward to listening to that part of the show as well.
Thank you, Mike, and we'll talk
Thank
to you,
you
soon.
Gentlemen.
Bye-bye, Mike. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is Kicking the Grass from New York City, and now we're going to go north of the border to our international correspondent, Dick Howard, and his report's brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. Number to call, 248-2650. Go visit our good friend and our man, Top Notch Tony, and he will get all your monogramming together for your fall and winter sports needs, and Christmas right around the corner. Don't forget, get all your gear for the Rochester Lancers at Top Notch Monogramming. Dick, how you doing tonight?
Good, guys. Nice to chat to you again.
How's things in Toronto? Pretty good, huh?
Well, the weather's great, you know, and hopefully it'll stay like this tomorrow night. We've got another CONCACAF Champions League game with Toronto FC playing Unam Pumas in a must-win situation, so hopefully the weather will stay good and we'll get a good turnout for that game.
That's a big match. I tell you, Pumas, one of the most popular teams in Mexico. I'm sure it's going to be a big crowd at BMO Field and should be a very exciting match. And I was reading that the Pumas coach may not play the regulars in this match, might play some of the second string. So I'm sure Toronto will be very happy to play against Pumas' second string if that's the case.
Yeah, but I think there might be a little bit of psychological warfare there, because they did that in their opening game against Dallas, FC Dallas, and lost that at home, 1-0. And then, of course, last week they went into Dallas with a full-strength team and won handily 2-0. So I think a little bit of psychological warfare there on the part of the Unam Pumas coach.
You know, Dick, I always wondered, you know, when owners, they form a team, they get players that are supposed to be equal to one another. And then you got the starter, of course, the ones that get the opportunity to play, and those who sit on the bench.
Yeah, well, I think, really, Joe, you look at the situation now with the top teams when they're playing in so many competitions, the squad concept is so important. And no better example, of course, Manchester United, what, 7 players out injured, and yet they can still field, you know, a very strong team. And most of the teams that are going to do well in the Champions League will have great depth in their squad, whereas the teams that will struggle will just have maybe one or two players that come in and do the business.
Absolutely. Dick, a lot of news going on up in Canada right now. The big opening of Empire Place for the Vancouver Whitecaps comes up on Sunday against the Portland Timbers, one of their longtime rivals. And I'm sure that all the Canadian fans are going to be looking forward to seeing the Whitecaps at their permanent home at BC Place.
Yeah, it'll be a tremendous atmosphere. The fans out in British Columbia, the province of British Columbia, are really fanatical about the game. And there's a great rivalry, of course, with teams in the East. They've had Toronto FC, and of course, when Montreal come into the league next year, it's going to make for some great rivalries. But you were spot on when you mentioned that rivalry with Portland Timbers and, of course, the Seattle Sounders. Over the years, it was always a great one in the North American Soccer League.
I remember those. But Dick, just talking about Toronto a little bit, how do you view the Toronto situation right now?
Well, the thing with Toronto FC, very disappointing season overall, very inconsistent. tying many games that they should have won, and not the kind of season that they can look back upon with a great deal of satisfaction. They have a chance, a big chance, if they can get, you know, and continue further in the Champions League, but it's going to be very tough. Unam Pumas tomorrow night, and then the final game against FC Dallas, whereas Pumas have Toro FC from Panama. But you never know, but that's hopefully their one salvation, and if they can put everything together on their day, they can beat anybody in the league, and they've had some tremendous results against some of the top teams in the league, but they're far too inconsistent. You know, they'll win well on the road, as happened the other week in Columbus, and you know, they often rebound with a poor performance, and of course of the weekend they lost to Chivas in LA.
Well, you know, I think that the fans in Toronto are just as unhappy as the fans in New York, because we were talking with Mike Luz a little while ago, just before you, and he sends you his regards. Mm-hmm. And he said he's been writing some good articles about
I know, Michael, he's been very critical of the coaching staff and various other things, and you're quite right, Joe, and this happens in Rochester. There are some very sophisticated fans in New York City, in the Big Apple, and in Toronto, and the same in Rochester, and they know good soccer, good football when they see it, and they know a team that's struggling when they see it, and it's vital that the ownership in those venues put a quality product on the field, because now you're seeing a fair number of empty seats at BMO Field, and that wasn't the case in the early years of Toronto FC, so they've got to be very careful with regards to this. You know, they've been very patient, I think, with Aaron Winter, because he's wanting to put in his system, his style of play, but it can't go on much longer next year if he doesn't start to get some results.
I tell you, Dick, every team, you know, it's only the fans and the coaching situation, it's only as good as what you're doing currently. Past results just don't matter. And, you know, like I said, Toronto's have been very inconsistent. And Joe and I were talking before we went on the air about the incredible situation with Inter Milan, and mm-hmm. the fact that they're just playing terribly right now. And they're just above the relegation zone. This is a team that won multiple Scudettos in a row, won the UEFA Champions League in 2009, and now we got Claudio Ranieri taking over as coach.
Well, a former Juventus coach. What more do you want, Andrew? You know, Joe.
Well, it's just incredible how the mighty have fallen, you know.
You know, that brings to mind one thing, that Claudio Ranieri, of course, is in my opinion, was a great coach. But it's funny how you know, coaches, they get fired from one team and they go to another team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they recycle.
And they do well with themselves. Other teams. And, Andrew, you know what he was like at Chelsea Football Club. Joe knows what he was like at Juventus. And now we'll see what happens. But he's managed 11 top clubs, I think, at my last records. And he hasn't stayed with them too long. I think Chelsea was, what, 3 or 4 years with Chelsea?
Yeah.
But most of them are 1 or 2 years. But I think he'll come in and do the business. He's very experienced, vastly experienced, Mr. Fixit. So he needs to fix it at Inter, of course.
He's got his first victory anyway.
Yeah, and that was a good one in Bologna. But you're probably a little bit disappointed with the Catania result here with the Juventus.
Oh, definitely. Well, I got to tell you this. Watching the defense, Chiellini, I never saw Chiellini having a bad game. As he did, he got beat. He got thrashed. The whole defense, the whole Juventus defense, is suspect.
But you know what they always say, that when they talk about Italian soccer, it's very difficult to win in Sicily. It's a very tough place to play for any team. Just ask the big guns. But Krasic saved the day. But if you look at Italy, my goodness, it is so tight right now that the top teams, Juventus and Udinese, only have 8 points. And if you had to ask who had the most wins right now in Serie A, I don't think anybody would say Atalanta. The only reason they're down in the table is because they were penalized points, but they actually have the best record in Serie A right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's great, isn't it? Because you always expect the big boys, the same in quite a few countries, to be at the top. And when you see teams like Lille in France, and you know the situation with that Atalanta, Bergamo, you know, in Italy, I think it's tremendous. It's good for the game when that happens.
Well, you know, Dick, on Saturday I watched Serie B, and you know what amazes me is that it's a completely different kind of brand of soccer.
Which game did you see, Joe?
I saw the Spezia there.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was a very good game. I mean, you know, what amazes me is that they got a lot of foreign players over in Serie B too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, before it used to be the grooming ground for future soccer players for Serie A, but now it's not. They're bringing in a lot of foreigners. So it's Italy is a corrupt system.
We won't get into that today, Joe. We haven't got enough time. You only got a few
that's
more minutes.
For sure. I'll tell you, the situation in England, Manchester United finally dropping a point, and you know, Stoke is a quality team, very difficult to beat at home, and only a draw, and everybody else won, so sets up some interesting matchups. Of course, Man U has a pretty straightforward match up against Norwich City, but you got some, of course, you're going to be, I'm sure, glued to your TV set at 7:45 in the morning for the Merseyside Derby of Everton and Liverpool, and now a second American goalkeeper, Marcus Hahnemann, has joined the Toffees, and Everton is quickly becoming my second favorite team in England with all the American influence they have.
I think you're still blue though with the Chelsea. You're not going to change much.
Well, Everton is blue too. Don't forget.
I know. But and they did well. You know, it was always going to be a tough game against Manchester City, but they were very well organised, and it was 1-0 till the late stages of the game when the second goal went in. So, you know, it's unfortunately with Everton at the moment, they just don't have the money, and David Moyes is just an outstanding coach, and I don't know how he gets some of these results, but he gets them well organized and fit and competitive, and they will always be that way with him in charge.
Well, I find that Fernando Torres has finally found the net, so you know, that's a plus. That's a plus for Chelsea.
2 goals in 2 games.
Yeah.
How about that?
But you know, the fact was that he was ejected for fake. And Andrew's got something that he wants to read to you, that somebody wrote about faking.
I don't know if you saw this, Dick, but that other game that resembles rugby with pads that they call football in this country and in Canada, there is a gentleman on fanhouse.com, which is a arm of the Sporting News. His name is David Whitley, and he said he was talking about how the NFL players are now starting to dive like soccer players, he's quoting from his article, soccer players are notorious for faking injury, not just faking them, but pretending every collision is a replay of Lawrence Taylor landing on Joe Theismann's shin. And he mentioned a certain player that I sort of like by the name of Beckham. He said, do we really want NFL players carrying on like a bunch of David Beckhams? Well, Mr. Whitley, if you knew anything about David Beckham, first of all, it's Mr. Beckham to you. And second of all, David Beckham and 99% of the English players do not dive. Now, if he mentioned Cristiano Ronaldo, that would be a different story. But he probably doesn't even know who Cristiano Ronaldo is. He probably thinks it's some Latin singing star. But, I mean, I guess the soccer players should... The imitation is a serious form of flattery, Dick. Now they're imitating soccer players.
No, well, we know that there are certain players that cheat in that way, and hopefully, and I think it is happening, you're starting to get officials, you know, more and more aware of the situation, but it's certainly part of soccer that could be improved and is, I think, on the mend, but... yeah, as you say, a little bit of comparison is good that they're talking about the world's game in his column.
You know, it's amazing to me, you know, looking at soccer in general, how many penalty kicks are now awarded, how many people are getting ejected, you know, quickly, and the referees, they seem to have changed their approach, that they're gonna make sure that they protect the players, even though Ronaldo claims that they don't protect them too much. But anyway, I you know, penalty kickers, sometimes they win the game, and sometimes, you know, they cause the team to lose.
Yeah, it's we've talked about this before, of course. It's getting increasingly difficult. And I was talking to a former FIFA referee, Gord Arrowsmith, the other day, and he was saying that it's so difficult at times because of the pace of the game, the speed of the modern game, and the sophistication with some of these players who are trying to draw fouls and the like. But as I say, it's a game that really, when played well, can be a delight. And I've seen some very good games recently on the television, and hopefully we'll get some good ones tomorrow in the Champions League.
You read my mind, Dick. Just before I let you go, got some big men. Real Madrid and Ajax, talking about two legendary powerhouses.
Yep.
Bayern Munich hosting Manchester City, that should be a great one. Man U hosting Basel, that shouldn't be too much trouble for Man U. But, of course, I will be glued to my TV set on Wednesday as Chelsea goes to Valencia. What a match that's going to be.
Yeah. It won't be an easy one either for Chelsea, but I can't see them losing. They might be happy with a tie there. But and then, of course, another big game on Wednesday, fans of French football, Olympique de Marseille and Borussia Dortmund. So we've got some great matches that we can put on the PVR to tape them if we can't see them all at the same time.
And if you want to see a possible blowout or maybe a huge upset on the Fox Soccer Network, not the Fox Soccer Channel, they're going to be showing Bate against Barcelona. So Barcelona's on the road. They've had some trouble on the road. You never know, but you got to think if Messi's in form, like he had the hat trick on the weekend, if he's in form, that's going to be a very difficult match.
Yeah, I can't see them slipping up. But it's great. You know, I know it's tough for the teams, and Sir Alex Ferguson, a recent article and the comments about how TV is the god, you know, and games and fixtures are arranged, and it makes it very demanding on players, which is very true. But tell you what, if you're a fan of the world's game, you've got these games on TV, whether you see them at home or in a bar or a club, you cannot beat it. It is fantastic.
Well, where do you watch your games?
Well, I usually watch them at home because I'm doing some analysis, but tomorrow I'll just be focused on enjoying one of the games. I think it's the Man U game, before going to the stadium to cover the big match here between Toronto FC and Unam Pumas.
Should be a great one, Dick. We'll be on television here on Fox Soccer Channel, so maybe we'll catch you on TV if you get a shot of the press box or something. But
maybe, guys. As I say, it's great to see live games. You know, it's great to be an indoor fan and watch it inside, but there's nothing like a real live game, and that's where I'll be focusing on tomorrow. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and see if Toronto FC can get a result and continue on in the competition. But it will not be easy against, as you rightly mentioned, Andrew, one of the top teams in Mexican football.
Well, Dick, thanks again for being on the show. Have a good time tomorrow and on Saturday with the Red Bulls and Toronto.
Great,
FC.
Guys.
We'll talk to
enjoy
you
your
week.
Comments with Don Popovich, and give him my regards. And it's great, you know, Michael Lewis, such a great writer, and Don Popovich, you get some good people. So enjoy the rest of the show, guys.
Thanks, Dick. Appreciate it. Dick Howard, live from Toronto here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And as Dick just mentioned, coming up next, the former head coach of the Rochester Lancers and the New York Arrows, amongst a number of other teams, the one and only Don Dragon Popovich, next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
More than 20,000 watts of news power every day.
You're listening to WYSL, 1040.com, FM Talk 92.1, and News Power 1040 WYSL,
Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The 2011 WPS champion, Western New York Flash, would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard Siriani. Don't forget our Facebook page is facebook.com/radiosoccer. And our Twitter page is twitter.com/radiosoccer. You can get there from our website, soccerisakickinthegrass.com, where we have podcasts of all of the previous Soccer is a Kick in the Grass shows and our special podcast for local interviews and press conferences with the Rhinos, the Flash, and of course the new MISL Rochester Lancers. And Joe, our next guest knows about the MISL and he knows about the Rochester Lancers firsthand.
And he's not only a guy that knows soccer, but he's also he's practicing soccer every day. He kicks the ball. He still kicks the ball. He still teaches soccer. And I believe that he's just as passionate as he was in the days that he was the coach of the Lancers. So it gives me great pride to welcome to our show Dan Popovich. Dan, come stai?
Bene, bene.
Si, even speaks Italian, si,
them? Io parlo italiano poco.
Si, lo so. I know that, but let's talk a little bit about, first of all, I want everybody to know what you're doing right now.
I'm running right now Luke Hughes soccer program in St. Louis. We are up to 150 teams, and we have it from 8 years old to 19 years old. We have a few state champions, and then we have regional champion, we have Midwest champion. We have a couple of teams ranked first, second, and third in the nation, so we're doing really well. We have somewhere like a 3,500 kids in our program, plus we have academy. We're drawing like 2,000 kids from 8 years old to 10 years old, so I've been pretty busy, and we have our own facility in St. Louis, and I'm busy with putting some turf fields. I just put $2 million project with two turf fields in St. Louis, and that will be Lou Hughes Soccer Club turf. So I'm kind of busy. I'm busy now more than I was a younger coach.
Oh, yeah. Where do you find all the time to do that?
Well, I'm sort of like I commit myself to this program for a long time. Now it's about 12 years because I quit professional soccer and I turned all the offers to coach again. But I'm doing this helping kids, and helping kids to grow as a good citizen, and sometimes to be possible. Some of them have a scholarship for college, and then some of them to be pros. So I'm just enjoying and looking at these kids. That's what, the way I was grown, and that's a lot of people helped me to become a soccer player and soccer coach.
Don Popovich joining us here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. His appearance is brought to you by chiropractic Dr. Frank Grayson of Brighton. The number to call is 244-6080 or visit their website at GraysonChiro.com. And Don, I watched your coaching at the Lancers back in the late 70s. I was up in the stands. I was still a younger guy at that time, but I know that I'm sure you know that the Rochester Lancers are coming back in the MISL, where you had so much success with the New York Arrows, which basically were the Rochester Lancers of the NASL, which is, I was looking at the roster of the Arrows in 79, and almost every player was a Rochester Lancer player, with the exception of a guy you might have heard of, ladies and gentlemen, by the name of Steve Jungle, who is the greatest, probably greatest indoor player ever to play the game. But I know that, what are your thoughts about the Lancers coming back and being a part of the MISL?
I am really excited and happy for Rochester, because Rochester deserves to have an indoor and outdoor team, and both games is a little bit different, but same, you have to kick and shoot and score and pass, and so I think both games has a place in our society, and I love both games. I was involved in indoor for many years, and I was involved in outdoor. I have a lot of success with New York Arrows, and I have a bunch of good players, and they make me look good. And I was in Rochester Lancers. I remember we are probably one of the lowest budget in the league, and we did great. We went a couple of times semifinals, and we did great. I was just excited. And Rochester as a town, soccer town, is one of the probably my favorite town in America, and I think they deserve to have a both franchise. I'm really excited for them.
Well, Papa, you know, I look. You don't mind if I call you Papa, because
that's
how I know you. But anyway, going back to the American Soccer League. Well, first of all, you played in Yugoslavia for Red Star Belgrade, which was one of the best team and still one of the best team in Europe. Then you emigrated and you played for St. Louis Stars. You remember that?
Yes.
And then from there, where did you go?
Well, I went to Kansas City, played for Kansas City Spurs, Ultimate Soccer League, and then I went back to St. Louis again when I find my wife and marry a St. Louis girl and become American citizen, very proud. And from there, I was going to Toronto, and I coached Toronto in the National League, and then I come back to Rochester and coach North American Soccer League. Then from there, I went to New York Arrows and coached for 4 years, 5 years indoor, and then I go back to San Jose, and I coached San Jose Earthquakes outdoor. And that season, we were unbelievable team. We won 15 home games, and that was a record North American Soccer League. And we beat Cosmos Famous with Pelé and with all those guys. We beat them 4-1 that day, and I still have a tape of that game, and I was very proud of that game.
Well, you know, Bob, what I remember mostly is that, you know, you and I and of course, your wife and my wife, we were very good friends. We became very good friends, and I remember that after the games, we used to get together and we used to eat those hot peppers. You remember that?
Yes, I remember very well. Joe, you were like, obviously like my older brother. Yeah. And I'm joking. I'm older than you, but anyway, I developed friendship with you, and I miss you badly all these years. You were one of the best executive and trainer in everything in Lancer. I mean, you were, if you talk about Rochester Lancer outdoor soccer, you have to tell Joe Siriani is number one person there. And then obviously I can't remember Charlie Sciano, who did a great job and put up the money and all kind of stuff. And Mr. Pedinolf and then I noticed Sabunka, and all those guys put up the money in the time where it's easy to get some people who will give money in soccer, because I know it's difficult to put up money in soccer and everything, because a lot of people lost a lot of money. But you know, things got, those kids now can enjoy it, and they made the soccer in Rochester, and especially with Rochester Lancer.
Don, I want to ask you, the old MISL that you coached in versus the current version of the MISL. I don't know how much you follow the new league, but of course there was the teams like the Baltimore Blast and the Milwaukee Wave have been around for many, many years. The Blast go all the way back to the original MISL. But what do you think the differences are between the game back when you coached it in the late 70s, early 80s versus the indoor game today?
Well, I think it's a small restriction here and there, but it's almost the same game. And I remember very well that all our kids in Rochester and in New York, when I coach in New York Arrows, I mean, they love this game. We have players like Steve Zungo, Branko Segoda, and they play. If you remember, one year we played for Rochester Lancer outdoor, and then we played same year indoor. They both love it, both games. And you know, I am involved in bringing indoor soccer team MLS in St. Louis right now, and I talked to the mayor of the city and I talked to a few other people, and we got a good chance to get a franchise here in St. Louis again. So there will be tremendous rivalry between those indoor teams in St. Louis, because St. Louis Steamers and St. Louis Storms was, you know, on the top of the league. I mean, that was a great franchise here. It used to draw 18,000 people in a game. So I can't forget that. And St. Louis is still excited, but I think nobody supports better soccer than Rochester.
Well, I remember the St. Louis Steamers dragon because of with Slobo Ilievski, one of the most famous goaltenders in the history of indoor soccer. So there's certainly, like you said, a great legacy. But that's news. I had not heard that they were trying to bring a team to St. Louis. But that would be a great rivalry with the Missouri Comets and the Wichita Wings, who are in the league right now.
Yes. Well, your commissioner of that league, American Soccer League, he came in St. Louis, and I set a meeting with the mayor, and we went, all three of us, in his office, and then the marketing director of the Kansas City franchise came here because he's a St. Louis guy, and then we went, and I set that meeting with Pasta House people, Mr. Kim Tucci, and then we got the mayor of town, and we talked to them, and it's a pretty good chance that they might get the franchise. If you don't get it this year, probably going to try to do it next year. But I think St. Louis does deserve, because they have a following, and I think it will be tremendous rivalry, because outdoor franchise failed here, and obviously they fold, and now they're trying to get the indoor franchise.
Well, Bob, you know, there is this new Rochester Lancers team that they call themselves 2011 Rochester Lancers, and the owner is Sam Fantuso, also known as Soccer Sam, and he's doing a great job, with the team, and they're in the process of signing new players. So if you got any, if you got any candidates, let me know the name and I'll bring it to Sam. But at the same token, we got Sam is a very good fan of the old Lancers, and there's a lot of things that he's trying to do. And I'm hoping that one of the things that he's trying to do is going to bring you back to Rochester. I can't disclose it right now, but it's going to be a movement that it would involve you coming back to Rochester.
To be present at the match, at least the opening match is just on November 12th. So again, we're not at liberty to disclose it right now. But you know what we're talking about. We certainly want to see you back in town, Don, because we want to. To thank you and honor you for all the work you did here in Rochester, the great seasons you had from 76 to 79 here, and the work you did with the Arrows. But we're running out of time here, but I want to thank you again for coming on the show. Hopefully we'll get you on again real soon, okay?
Okay, thank you, and I'm really enjoying to come back to Rochester, and I still have a lot of friends, especially my friend Joe Ciriani and the rest of the guys, so I will be coming back home. Thank you.
You're always welcome back to my house.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. Okay, exactly.
Give my best to the wife.
I will, definitely. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it very much. And thank you for having me in your show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Don Popovich, the former Lancers and New York Arrows coach here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll join out and wrap it up next on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda,
Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Kuja Kuja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
The 2011 WPS champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And Joe, I can't believe we're already at the end of the show again. Flies by every week.
Time is flies by when you're having... when you talk about stuff that you love.
That's right. Certainly a lot to talk about this week and a lot to talk about next week. We've got all sorts of big matches coming up with the Champions League and some big derbies. Arsenal-Tottenham is this weekend as well, along with Everton-Liverpool, and they got the Champions League. And then next week we're going to have some Euro 2012 qualifying going on next weekend. So there's going to be a lot to talk about. And we're going to thank our guests, Michael Lewis and Don Popovich, and, of course, Dick Howard as well with the International Report. And Joe, thank you for being a part of doing this every week.
Thank you.
And then Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Bob D'Angelo at the WYSL Controls. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for our next edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.